Governor to the General Assembly of Georgia, June 23, 1915. State Fifths, Leo Frank Page, 28 for 5 or 6 hours again, endeavoring to make clear several points which were far-fetched in his statement. We pointed out to him that this statement would not do and would not fit, and he then made the statement of May 28th after he had been told that his previous statement showed deliberation and could not be accepted. He told us nothing about Frank making an engagement to Stamp and for him to lock the door, and told nothing about Montine Stover. He did not tell us about seeing Mary Fagan. He said he did not see her. He did not say he saw Quinn. Conley was a rather dirty Negro when I first saw him. He looked pretty good when he testified here. On May 29th, we talked with Conley almost all day. We pointed out things in his story that were improbable and told him he must do better than that. Anything in his story that looked to be out of place, we told him would not do. We tried to get him to tell about the little mesh bag. We tried pretty strong. He always denied ever having seen it. He denied knowing anything about the matter down in the basement in the elevator shaft. He never said he went down there himself between the time he came to the factory and went to Montag's. He never said anything about Mr. Frank having hit her, or having hit her too hard, or about tiptoes from the metal department. He said there was no thought of burning the body. On May 18th, we undertook in Chief Langford's office to convince him he could write, and we understood he said he could not write, and we knew he could. We convinced him that we knew he could write, and then he wrote.